All right, coming back here with James Brown on this day in history, October the 24th, bring you a little bit of Think from his live album at the Apollo. And we bring you that today because this is the day that they made that album in 1962. And it's really remarkable when you think about what James Brown did. James Brown was turned down by almost everybody around to produce his album. So what did he do? He put his own money together to put up the funds to make this album happen. And that's what he did. And he put that out and became his own business and his own businessman. Produced a show by himself, unheard of in the year 1962 for a black man to do that on his own. So James Brown, a very complex man, but he did it. So on this day in 1962, James Brown hit that song. So a lot of things happened on this day in history. This day was a remarkable strike that took place in 1892. 25,000 African-American workers went on strike in 1892 in New Orleans for better wages, joined by white workers, and they split that, attempted to split that strike open between white and black, and were successful at that. But this was also on the heels of the end of Reconstruction and the beginning of the installation of legalized segregation. This strike took place in 1892 on this day. It's also interesting to juxtapose these 2 days, that in 1929 was Black Thursday, when the stock market crashed on the New York Stock Exchange, beginning the Great Depression, where everything went downhill. On the exact same day in 2008 was Bloody Friday, which saw the World Stock Exchanges hitting the worst declines in their history, with drops of 10% in most places. So we wonder if there's something in the ether. Maybe that's just when they explode, but that interesting juxtaposition of those holidays on those days. This is a day in 1947 that Walt Disney went before the House on American Activities Committee, turning on his friends, naming his employees and people he had worked with as communists. He did this on this day in 1947. This is a day in 2002 that John Allen Muhammad and Lee Boyd Malvo, who were known as the Beltway Snipers, were caught in 2002. Anybody who lived in this area at that time remembers that very well. And the fear people had just getting to and from work and walking outside their doors, but they were arrested on this day. And let us wish a happy birthday today to Kwaisi Mfume, who was born this day. Happy birthday, Kwaisi. He's been a guest in the show, now chairman of the board here. And this is also the anniversary of the death of Rosa Parks. And we always like to remember Rosa Parks. It's not the woman who refused to move her seat on that bus because she was tired, but as an activist who fought to end segregation and end discrimination and always fought her whole life from teenagehood to the last breath she drew in Detroit to change this nation. So that is this day in history. And I want to have you all go to steinershow.org and check out this day in history see the rest that we left out. We'll be back in just a minute or two. Stay with us while you enjoy this music.
What a beautiful face I have found in this place that is circling all around the sun. What a beautiful dream that could flash on the screen in a blink of an eye.